All right. And we're recording. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Welcome to Second Breakfast with Lucas and Phil.
All right.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Second Breakfast with Lucas and Phil. I'm Lucas.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Phil.
Man. Yeah. No, I'm actually Phil. I think if you've listened to the podcast before, you know I was lying.
Phil's going to go to repent, and I'll be here for you.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Okay, so last episode, we said stuff about being on YouTube. This episode, we're actually recording. I can see the little red light blinking.
Although, yeah.
Oh, did I press record? Let me press record.
Lucas is going to press record directly. No, I think you just stopped, Lucas.
Okay. We don't know what we're doing with video.
We have no clue. But it is, you know, today is a very special episode.
Very special episode.
Once again,
we have a very special episode planned for you.
Planned for you.
We are once again here in the Britain Baptist Church / Mission OKC studios. So if you hear a train, you know there's a train.
There's a train. It's ambiance.
Not a train of thought, just a train.
Probably not. Wow, that was a sudden ending. I thought I'd have a second.
Just stopped.
To turn it off.
Just like, bloop. Anyway.
Next. But that was a cool groove.
It was a very
I thought
nice
for
groove.
A minute it had theme song written all over it. But I must say, it never went anywhere.
No, it just kind of sits.
It's ba-da-ba-ba-ba, which feels very Lucas and Phil.
Yeah,
that does.
Never
that, it just needs to go somewhere. Although maybe that also.
No, I feel like so. I
the
did
fact that it doesn't go anywhere. Maybe
I
it is
had
our
someone
theme song.
Tell me they were like, "Yeah, I listened to the podcast. They said like at the you know it takes a while to get there, but I love the endings. You always get there at the end. So, but it's funny because I've had other people that are like, I just love like you and Phil talking at the beginning.
Yeah,
so
they miss all that stuff we used to do. We used to talk for a half an hour.
Yeah,
at the beginning about nothing, and it was, you know, there was some pretty fun stuff going on there accidentally,
right.
Organically. But we've tried to shorten it, and we may not stay with this shorter format.
We'll see.
Especially because we don't live in the same city. The long podcasts. Well, I don't know if you've thought about this, but they take longer to record.
Yes.
If you never have been in the professional podcasting industry, you might not know this, but longer podcasts take longer to record.
Are we?
That's a business secret.
Now, here's
not everyone knows that.
Another secret is that Phil is in the professional podcast recording industry. I am an amateur, but Phil does this for work. You get paid to record people's podcasts.
Little,
not ours.
Here and there. And not
ours,
this one.
But others.
Nobody's paying anything for this.
We just start a Patreon page.
What's that?
Oh, anyway, you can subscribe and then you get it ad free.
Oh, like patron. Patreon.
If you want to listen to this podcast ad free, just don't do anything. It's going to be ad free. Phil,
so
we better
far,
get going. Let's draft.
Let's draft something. What are we drafting today,
we need a
Lucas?
Draft theme song. Drafts with Lucas and Phil.
Wow.
It was different.
It was very different.
So today we're going to draft the perfect fast food meal.
Fast food meal.
Now, being fast food, we do not care about health, no macros,
nope.
No, none of that. But here's the rules. You have to bring in a beverage.
A beverage.
A main dish.
A main dish.
Two sides and a dessert. You can do those in any order. So if you want to jump and get your dessert first so that I don't take your perfect dessert that you have planned, go for it.
Wow. Okay.
Also, I'm gluten-free, so... And here's the deal.
So Lucas's is going to suck.
How loosely are we defining fast food, Phil?
I was going to ask that. You know, Pizza Hut is called fast food. I don't think Pizza Hut is
fast food. I used to say,
food.
Like, you have to have
I don't think pizza's fast food.
You have to have a drive-thru?
Okay, you have to have a drive-thru.
Right. You can't pick... Not a pickup place, but it has to have a drive-thru.
Yeah.
So you can't, like...
Like, Rib Crib is not...
You have to... They have to hand it to you through a window. So, like, Payway doesn't count because you have to go into Payway to pick up your food.
Yeah. Or... And well, also, not just hand it to you through a window, but you have to order it at a speaker.
Exactly.
Order it at a speaker.
Hand it through the window.
Hand it through the window.
So, Phil, I will give you the first overall pick. Do your worst.
First... Well, I got it. I mean, the most obvious fast food...
that, and I think the most universally recognized quality item at any fast food restaurant is a McDonald's Coca-Cola.
You could, it's the first time I'll
pick. Everyone knows McDonald's Coke is better.
All
we
right.
don't know why it is, and I'm going with the number one.
All right. Well,
that's the first overall pick. It would be anyway, McDonald's Coke.
All right. Well, I am just going to go straight for the entree. One of the best things ever is to go to In-N-Out Burger and just the double-double. An In-N-Out double-double.
At In-N-Out.
At In-N-Out.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. That would be, that's the number one overall pick for me. I love it. And probably mostly because it's not here. The close second would have been the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, I'm going In-N-Out double-double.
Can we do breakfast?
Phil,
no, I'm not doing breakfast. Excuse
Phil,
me.
Phil, his next pick, he's going to draft Tums. So yeah. Maybe Pepsi.
I don't know if you heard my stomach growl just then. It was. So I'm going to go with my entree, and my entree is also a double double, but it's at Burger Street.
Burger Street. Where is Burger Street?
Burger Street. You haven't had Burger Street? They have them in Tulsa. I don't know if I've seen them anywhere else, but. It is so good.
Tulsa's great. Sorry.
It is so good. And I think it's the most expensive fast food I have ever had. But it is
$80
so good.
For
it's
two patties.
So good.
Wagyu beef.
It's probably not good for you because I think it's pretty salty.
Yeah. If it comes
really
through,
good.
Here's the secret.
What?
If you order it from a speaker and get it handed to you through a window,
it's not healthy.
Chances are it's not good for you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what you got next, Lucas?
All right. I'm going to number two pick for me is McDonald's French fries. A classic, if there ever was one, some of the best fries you'll ever eat. You can just feel them killing you, but they're delicious.
You can, but you know what? They're healthier than they used to be and not as good.
Oh, why?
Well, they used to make them with, I don't know what it's called, but it's made with beef fat.
MSG.
They used to fry them in something that was at least partially beef fat.
And now they fry them in just vegetable oil.
Now they fry them in peanut oil.
Ah.
Because of the whole trans fat craze.
Okay.
And there was pressure on all these fast food restaurants to stop using. And apparently, if you go to the McDonald's headquarters and you say the right thing, because Malcolm Gladwell in his podcast, Revisionist History, he did a whole podcast on McDonald's French fries.
Okay.
And he actually got to go and taste the original, like that he and I remember, he's around my age, maybe a little older. From our childhood, we remember how good they used to taste.
So now they're just.
And he said they made him some because they still have some of that fat laying around.
This is 80-year-old beef fat we're going to cook for you here. He probably had an infection too. All right, Phil.
So
your third pick.
My side order.
Okay, so you've got a McDonald's Coke. You've got a burger from Burger Street,
and I'm going with it's refried beans from Taco Bueno.
There's
something about those. They have a little enchilada sauce.
You
on
and
top,
the beef fat,
little cheese,
so much lard.
Someone told me those are vegetarian.
Oh, well,
someone told me they use just vegetable oil.
Whatever it is.
I don't know if that's true.
There is so much lard in those things. I mean, you look at it. And
lard
it,
like is it, animal
macros
fat.
Don't count here, but it is. This is like 1,000 calories in one cup, you know, of those
but
beans.
But them beans are good.
They are good.
Them
so
are
hold on.
Good.
You're having a burger and beans.
I didn't say it was going to go together. It's just best
it's,
items.
It's the perfect fast food meal. It's like it's got to. He's got to.
Mine, I don't care.
Okay. Well, for my side, I'm going to go with, actually, I'm going to take my dessert here.
All right.
I'm going to take a dessert. If you go to Arby's and you order a Jamocha shake.
Jamocha.
Jamocha shake.
I hear those are made by real Jamocans. Anyway.
The views of everyone on this podcast do not reflect the views of. Jamocha shake from Arby's. If you haven't had one, it's the item I would recommend getting from Arby's.
Yeah, those are really good.
Yes.
This is because I had no forethought on this, but you just reminded me, Arby's cookies, they have a salted caramel cookie.
Yeah, that cookie's good.
That is incredibly good.
It's good enough. I remember it from 6 years ago.
Right? It's so good. I'm sorry. It is not gluten-free.
So you're not taking an ice cream
No, I'm not taking.
You're not taking the cookie.
Andy's frozen custard or Freddy's frozen custard. I'm not taking that. That's all really good.
So
stuff.
You're taking the cookie.
I'm taking the cookie.
Is your
it's a salted caramel cookie, and it is when it's warm. It's really good.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take.
So well, one more side item, right?
Yes, I get one more side item, and is that? Oh, and I have a beverage too.
Oh, you haven't taken your beverage.
And you have another side item.
Yeah.
Okay, so my other side item I'm gonna go to Sonic. And I am going to get some mozzarella sticks because right. I'm gluten-free. I can't eat them, but they are amazing. And I remember them very well.
All right.
Probably going to open that burger up and chunk them on it, to be honest.
the mozzarella sticks on the burger.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, that's interesting. Yeah. So
how to clog your arteries in one
day. I hate to do this again, but this is perfect because – you know, fast food is all about impulse buying.
Right, impulse. Yeah.
Your car turns into the place calories. As you're driving along the road. And so I'm going to impulse buy from Sonic because you mentioned Sonic and I thought of my – I don't even know if they make them anymore. It used to be on the menu. They're called Ultimate Tots.
Oh, yeah, with the chili cheese?
Chili, cheese, onions, jalapenos, ranch dressing.
Okay, yeah, the chili cheese tots at Sonic are so good. Like, that's my go-to. Like, if I'm going to go to Sonic and eat, I'll just get a large chili cheese tot because they're gluten-free.
Yeah, and you don't know what – don't look at the ingredients in that chili.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Well, Wendy's, it's always the yesterday's burger patties. I don't know if anybody realized that, but if you're eating Wendy's chili.
You see the little chunks of patty.
There's chunks of patty, yes. Yeah. The rejects. with my drink, I'm going to Sonic, going back to old Sonic, and I'm going to get a frozen strawberry lemonade because it's one of my all-time favorites.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I have the final pick.
No, you're already done.
I'm done. All right. I thought I got another side item.
You just took it. Ultimate Tots. Oh. Feels like I get
that's good because I was really scrambling to think of a third side item. I was just
so Phil is having Ultimate Tots with refried beans, a burger. He's having a cookie for dessert, and he's having a double McDonald's Coke.
Yeah, a McDonald's Coke. Yeah.
So my meal is a In-N-Out double double with McDonald's French fries, Sonic mozzarella sticks, a Sonic frozen strawberry lemonade, and a Jamocha shake to finish. I think I won, but I think we're both feeling awful at this point.
We're feeling absolutely terrible.
Me more than you. Can't even eat most of that stuff. Anyway, so Phil.
Yeah.
You have a grandpappy store?
I do.
Grandpappy store, so Philip.
So, as you know, I am a grandpappy. Lucas is not a grandpappy. He's way too young.
Yes.
And, we have a wonderful, wonderful granddaughter who's a year old. And so we went to, this has been several weeks ago, but they called us and said, hey, we're going to be remodeling, we're going to be painting a room in our house. And we would love for you guys, could you come down this weekend? Kind of last minute, could you come down this weekend? And they said, I said, we got some projects we're going to work on. We'd like you guys to watch Olive, mm-hmm, our granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So we go down there and we're calling them and we were like, so what are you working on? Like we took like painting clothes and stuff like that.
Uh huh.
Cause we thought, we might have to help some. And I was like, well, I'm not really going to help. I'm just going to watch Olive. They can do the work.
Yeah. I'm going to sit here with my grandbaby on my lap.
Yeah. I'm going to be playing with the grandbaby. But so we went down there and we get into their house, and first of all, we'd ask them, you know, what's the project? And they'd be like, oh, it was blah, 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 blah. We're like, And I'm clueless. I don't think ahead like these things.
You don't stop.
But
to
my
think,
wife
well.
At that point said, that seems like an odd answer. Whatever they told us, like painting a room. She said, that seems odd. So we get there and I'm looking around. I'm like, there are no paintbrushes. There are no ladders. There's no tape.
What's going on?
There's no sign of any kind of project going on. They're just kind of chilling in the house. And we get there. We like eat dinner or we go to dinner or something like that. I'm like, what's the project you're working on? And he says, well, I'm not really working on it. She is.
So
the announcement, they brought us down there to tell us that we're going to be grandparents again.
Nice. So we have
a new grandbaby coming.
Congratulations. Yeah. Double grandpappy Phil.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's awesome. Now, it's funny because I remember when you were going down for this.
Yeah.
We recorded that day.
Yeah.
That's the day we went to Wendy's and Naomi saying, I gotta poo. Right?
And I didn't hear it. I missed it. She's sitting right next to me.
Yes.
I got a poop or something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, poop or no poop, poop. But I think we talked afterwards. You were like, oh, no, no. So this is my first just now hearing that they are pregnant.
Yeah. Fact. Yeah. So, we don't know the gender yet, they probably do.
I think Bronwyn told us that she was like, oh, yeah, we think that we're going down there to tell us.
Yes. Well, so. I was clueless. Yeah, I was clueless. I was surprised.
That's amazing.
Very surprised.
It's so funny because all of Jubilee was born about the same time as Jubilee, just a few months apart. And now our third child will be born at about the same time as
your
second.
Your son will be born around the same time as, I hope my Speaking grandson, which, I don't know if it's a grandson or granddaughter, but I hope it's a grandson.
Let's have a naming contest. If you want to name my son, no, I'm just joking. You can give some suggestions. I may not take
Speaking
them.
Of naming contest, though, before we get into the entree of this podcast, we are trying to come up with a name for the elite group that we call the listeners.
Yes. And Leah called them the Brunch Bunch. Our super fan, bunch. Leah, shout out, the Brunch Bunch.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty good. But if you've got something better,
yeah,
send it in. Let's do a poll. We'll do a poll. Now, every time I say that we're going to do a poll, I never remember to set up the poll.
I've set up the poll on Spotify only, though.
Oh, okay.
I can set up polls on Spotify. We need to do it on social media as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've had any responses. We usually don't
get That's any responses. Okay.
Although my sister responds.
Yes. And your sister is my loan. Like if I released a rap album.
She would be the loan purchaser.
Yeah, I'd sell one album. You know?
Kind of like my book. Yeah.
Phil, your book has sold dozens of copies.
It has sold dozens of copies.
Changed my life.
Interestingly enough, though, I came out with the second edition because I found some things that were like, that's not exactly right, or that's not exactly the way I want to tell that story, et cetera, et cetera. And your wife, very graciously and kindly, as she pointed out, she said, you know what, that section at the end of the book where you have all the scriptures, she says, it has helped me so much. It's ministered me so much. By the way, you made a mistake.
She did. She was like, I want to text Phil, but she's like, I don't know, like, texting is, you can't, there's no emotion, there's no sarcasm in text.
Right,
I want to text him, but I don't want him to take it the wrong way. So she was worried about it, but when we saw you last, she did.
She mentioned that to me, and it's funny because that's your fear in publishing something is, I hope this is all okay. I hope I'm not doing something really embarrassing or saying something I shouldn't say. And apparently I typed Corinthians when I meant Colossians or Chronicles when I meant Corinthians or something like that. Second Chronicles instead of Corinthians.
It's okay. I think it was you put like Corinthian instead of Corinthians, something like that.
Something like that.
It was just like one letter, or maybe it was just missing an apostrophe. Anyway, I did on a shirt for a youth group event we had. It was, I think the quotation was Psalm 119:9, which is, how shall a young man keep his way pure by a living according to your word, O God? But I put Psalms 119:9, and immediately, like after it was printed, I had one of our youth workers come up. She goes, if you're quoting a psalm, it's psalm. If you're quoting the book, it's Psalms. And I was like, oh. Which is right.
Yeah, Gordon was really picky about that. It's Psalm, not Psalms.
Yeah, yeah. It's a book of Psalms written by Psalters. And so then a psalm is written by a Psalter. So
very, very picky, I must say.
That's the podcast.
But that was but Tori, her point, very well taken. I should put the correct book of the Bible.
Get better, Phil. Okay.
Get better.
Yeah. So speaking of books, we wanted to talk about, and what we promised last time, today we're going to talk about silence. So here you go. Silence. 20 minutes of silence.
And begin.
Anyway, here's what it is. Here's where we kind of want to head today. And what the Lord has laid on my heart, where I feel like we've really been talking about, is kind of the needing to remove distractions. And in modern day times, we are some of the most distracted people to ever live, right? Like you have distraction at your fingertips constantly. And because of that, we constantly fill our lives with media. And so where I kind of, the scripture I want to look at, or where I want to kind of draw from, is the story of Peter. And so if you're reading the story of Peter and you're walking through, Jesus, you know, says, hey, you're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows. And then Jesus is, they come and they take him. He's going through. Peter's in the courtyard. He denies Jesus three times. Jesus then looks at Peter right as the rooster crows. And it says that Peter then goes out and weeps bitterly. Now here's where I kind of want to do, like, well, obviously all of us, we have in some way or other, we have denied Christ with our actions through our sin. We have at some point, you know, disgraced the Father. But have we then gone on to weep bitterly? And here's where I think in whatever we're doing, right, we have this thing where it's time for deep thought. We can really take this time to get with the Lord. There's all the, like, it's right there on the precipice. And like we talked about last podcast with Tahern, you know, it's easy to think, but it's hard to think well. And I think it's hard to think well because it requires you to stop and think.
Yeah.
And so especially now, like, we have this constant just pull to fill your life with media, whether that's through TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, right? Like, if I'm not telling you to not listen to podcasts, because obviously we're podcasting.
Well, one podcast.
Yeah. Make sure you listen to us. All the rest of the ones are crap. But it is, like, look at the podcasts. Look at your, you know, the amount of media you're consuming, and you never have time to stop and think about this media. So that's kind of where we're going to go today, is distraction, finding time in silence.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say, you know, it's interesting. We talk about this as though it's a new problem. And I think it is a new problem in the sense that I think if the people who wrote about this hundreds and hundreds, you know, centuries ago, if they saw our lives today, they would be absolutely they would not believe it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when I read Confessions of St. Augustine, or Augustine, however you say it, when I read his confessions that he wrote as pretty much a teenager, or a man in his early 20s, he was heartbroken at the way that his peers, he must have been a teenager, but the way his peers filled all their time with sports and reading, and never took time to contemplate creation or to listen to the voice of God or to study the scriptures. And, you know, and this is centuries ago, way before any technology was available. So it's not a new problem.
No, absolutely
not. I think the level of it is, or maybe the, I don't know. I think we've always found a way to avoid what we want to avoid.
I think it's all it is that the tool that we use has developed and become more dangerous. And when you're mentioning yeah. that as books and sports, right? If, like, this is like taking it down like 10 notches.
Right.
So I think it is like the level of distraction has developed to the point, because you can live a very healthy life by reading books and going and playing sports, right? Like, you can be very well educated. You can be physically healthy, like all these things. If you spend your life watching TikToks and living on Facebook, you're not well educated. You're not living well. You're not exercising. Like, it takes all this away, and you're constantly, it's this overflow. So I think it is, there's the Babylon Bee, which, whatever you want to think about the Babylon Bee, but they had a satirical article, and it was basically like, they released a new book, and it's one page, and it's the Screwtape Letters Part 2, and it's Uncle Screwtape, and he's writing to his demon nephew, Wormwood, and he said, hey, forget everything I told you. Get him to download TikTok, and you're done. It is like, just get him to be on their phone all the time, and then you don't have to worry about them coming closer to God because they're just constantly going to be doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, although I'll say this too, I think we, if you engage in sports, activity, exercise, reading, even positive things, good things, you can still avoid listening to the voice.
Oh, yes.
Of the Lord. So, but yeah, the availability of media, or really just of technology, because I'll say personally, I'm pretty not repulsed. That's the wrong word. I'm not generally attracted to Facebook, TikTok,
right,
Although sometimes the reels can get me.
Oh, they're easy. It's so easy to fall into
that rabbit hole.
I guess I'm young, so I scroll like this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I scroll with
this
my thumb,
not
with my...
The old guy scroll.
Yeah.
The one finger.
Yeah, if you use your pointer finger to scroll, I'm sorry to tell you.
You're old. So, but I have recently noticed... At some point, I got into spider solitaire. When I'm just trying to relax, I would just pull up spider solitaire because it's kind of a complicated game. I mean, you know, solitaire was an important part of my meditation on scripture back in the day, but it's gone way off the rails, out of control.
Yeah.
Once I got into spider solitaire, it takes way too much thought. I'm basically just playing solitaire now.
Well, and I think,
and I'm doing it when I don't even need to relax.
The cry of this episode is not like, "Hey, get off of everything all the time. Like, you don't need a phone. You need to go live in the woods and put up big, to get away from these distractions." No, it's like all these things you have to be able to have self-control, right? Like, fruit of the spirit, self-control comes in handy because you see, like the solitaire sessions in your book. This is what Tori talked about when she's like, "I read all these scriptures," and like you're going through them. But it is sometimes like having that way to kind of stimulate while not having to think fully allows you to then think deeper into these good things.
Right, right, right.
While playing solitaire or playing, like I love Minesweeper, which is weird. I didn't know how to play it as a kid. You just click the screen a bunch and then you could put a flag up. But as an adult, like my record's 7 seconds. I can beat a 10 by 10.
Oh, nice.
Minecraft, or not Minecraft. I don't play that. Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
But
I haven't seen that game in a long time.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get addicted to that.
To Minesweeper.
Thanks. Yeah,
it's good. It's good. It's mindless.
Yeah, mindless.
Which is good. But no, I do think it is. We have to be careful and like, are we oversaturating ourselves with all of this inflow of information? And it does look different for everyone. And this isn't like if you're listening to this, you go, I deleted TikTok. I'm fine. Like there's always something we can fill to distract ourselves from actually stopping and listening to what God has to say to us.
Yeah.
And I think the question has to become, right, when we're looking at these things that can be distracted by, we have to stop asking, is this wrong? Because there's so many things that are not wrong. We have to start asking, is this good? And Paul puts it so well when he says, is it profitable?
Yeah, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable.
Does it build you up? You know, like he says it multiple ways, multiple books, but when we're looking at, does this build me up? Because I think the easy thing for me to do is like, I've had a long, hard day. I just want to sit and rest. But it's not rest if it's not profitable for building up. It's just I'm doing something different to distract myself from actually resting.
I wonder how this looks on camera.
Speaking of distraction.
No, I really think that when you need to rest and you're playing a game like solitaire, or you're going through, you know, TikTok or Facebook feeds, we think that's rest. It's not.
No.
It is not rest. In fact, you know, what's going to happen? What happens when you're on when you're on the TikToks, or your brain is not, it's not active in a healthy way. A lot of what you're doing, And especially Facebook would be a better example, because these are people's curated lives and you're comparing yourself.
Yeah.
It probably is sucking the life out of your soul. When you're playing a computer game, you know, there's the kind of thinking that it takes to play a game that is, because you're trying to win.
Right.
And you're thinking about, like, how long does this take? That kind of thinking is not allowing your brain to rest.
Right.
It's actually using mental energy. Now, there may be a little point at which that's training you and maybe building something in your mind, but not very much.
Yeah. I do think it is. Where this is not a podcast that's saying video games are evil, but it is saying you have to take a fair look at what you're doing. And it is. Rest is not what we think it is. It's not just doing something different than what you do at work, right? Rest is actually stopping, resting in the Lord's presence, letting your mind and body take time to compile and go through the day, right? Like, I don't know Tori and I, coming into the year, right, like our normal pattern was we would come home, or I would come home from work. She'd been home with the kids. We have the girls. We eat dinner. Then we watch something with them. And then we put them to bed. And then we would sit down like, hey, how was your day? Oh, it was good. It was fine. Okay, now let's watch something. And then we'd watch for about an hour. And then we would get ready and go to bed. And this was like most days. This is how it worked. So there was never a time where we would stop and actually talk about what the Lord had been doing in our lives. We would never stop and talk about what we wanted to see happen. We never stopped to do these things. And even if we were praying together, there was not as much meaning behind it. There was not as much effort and push behind it, because it was like we were just there. And so we came to this point where this bomb was dropped and we had to stop. We had to stop and talk and turn off the TV and actually just take these times. And at first, it was painstaking. Like I have to drop my pride and self-righteousness in order to say that, right? Like it was difficult to stop and talk to my wife.
Yeah.
Do you realize? Like, that's terrible. This is not good. It's good that we figured it out, but it is like at this point, it was hard. And like we had to change completely our patterns. And so, but after about a week or so, it's like, this is so good, right? Yeah. Like I love the end of the day now when we can stop and actually talk about what's going on and what's happened and what the Lord is doing and what he's been teaching and where he's guiding and like what we don't know that he's doing and like, what do you think? And like actually pray together. And it's allowed us to grow closer together and grow closer to the Lord and reframed what rest means.
Absolutely.
I thought rest was just turning my brain off to be mindlessly watching a show or playing a game or whatever, but it's not.
Well, and I think it may be a level of rest, but what you're now talking about is another level of rest.
Yeah.
That you're building that relationship and you're really resting in each other. You're building trust, which is a rest that's going to sustain through the day. I mean, you're building something very powerful, very stable. And I think, I was thinking about another level of rest that I think a lot of us never get to, which is what you started with, this idea of silence.
Yeah.
Even mental silence, we don't know how to listen for the voice of God.
Yeah.
I mean, I say we, you know what I'm saying? It's not natural for 21st century Westerners, at least, to sit and just be silent, not only verbally silent, but mentally silent, and just say, okay, Lord, what do you want to say to me?
Well, I think it's in that, like the 21st century, all of these things going on, like we have so much media coming in, so easy to distract ourselves, like mental health is such a big deal, but because anxiety and stress, like all these things are running rampant, but it's because like we don't take time for silence in order to let attack those thoughts, if you will, right? To go forward with those thoughts and to say, okay, I'm actually going to take the time to think about this thing that's giving me anxiety. Like I'm going to take time to process through that. So we can't even get to mental silence because we have years of mental anxiety and fear all built up that we have thought, oh, I've given that to the Lord. Like, I think for me, I've done that countless times. Like, oh, I've forgiven that person. I've given that to the Lord. I've let this go. I've done that. I've gotten past. I have this great hope. No. I just pushed it so far to the side that I no longer have to think about it. And then if I try to sit in silence and come before God, it all comes flooding back. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my goodness, I haven't. But we're so afraid to go there and to let our mind actually open up to these things that we just continue. I'm just going to keep cramming information so I don't let this come in. So there's no room for silence.
Yeah.
Because I have so much going on that I have to keep it at bay by just keep adding and adding and adding. Well, eventually it's too full.
Right.
Eventually we can't take anymore.
And I would just even encourage, I mean, you need the scriptures in your life.
Absolutely.
You need to read the scriptures. But I would even encourage believers, growing believers, to take silence. Even, I mean, if your so-called quiet time or your time with the Lord consists of completing a list of things, you're going to read this, you're going to read that, you're going to pray this, you're going to pray that, if it doesn't include time, you know, take take the example of this of the psalmists, the Psalters, and Selah.
Yeah.
You know, so many times those, that's a pause. It's a pause to listen, to meditate, to contemplate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to have times where we, you know, yes, we hear from God through His Word, but He also speaks to us very personally through His Spirit. And so don't allow yourself to get thrown into just filling your mind with Christian things,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I would even say, I mean, some people like, they like to put on praise and worship music while they read the Bible. I'm like, I'd just say, nah.
Well, and it is like for me.
Turn that off.
For me,
at least for a while, at least for a time.
Yeah. And it's got to be, for me, it's my drive times, right? Like I love podcasts. I listen to a ton of different stuff, but I had to take at least one, right? And turn off the car radio.
Yeah.
Not just listen to Christian music instead of a podcast. Not just listen to worship.
Right.
No, like sit in silence and let that happen, right? And it is like to pray, but then to just, okay,
mm-hmm.
my prayer right now is not just me saying something. It's me listening.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of us live like God is not really real.
Yeah, it's practical atheism.
Yes, it's practical atheism because we think, oh, I need to fill myself with this. And like, you're like, wait. You, everything starts with you and ends with you. You need to do this. You need to do that. What about God? He is alive and working and real, and He is more interested in your well-being and your growth than you are.
Yeah.
And He's actively working. Sometimes we just, even good things can get in the way of the best thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
And it is again, like, if this isn't a call, don't stop listening to Christian music and like, I have to be in silence all that. We're not calling you to be monks and go take a vow and sit in silence.
Unless God calls you to that.
And that's amazing. That's wonderful. Absolutely. Don't let Lucas and Phil call you to that. Let the Lord. No. But I think we are, in accordance with Scripture, in accordance with the Lord, calling you to look at your life, examine. Do you have any silence? Do you have any moment for the Lord to speak to you? Or are you you're filling yourself so full that there's not an opportunity? Because again, like there are times where He will yell, but for the most part, we see Him speaking like He did to Elijah, right? Where there's a raging whisper. Wind and there's a fire and then there's a whisper.
Yeah.
And you have to be close enough you can hear the whisper.
You mentioned a podcast to me, you sent it to me, an episode called The Devices That Made Us. I think it was on the, it's a book called The Devices That Made Us or That Make Us. Mm. And, this female psychologist or sociologist talked about just turning off all your devices for the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes of the day.
Yeah.
And I've taken that. That is such a practical thing. And it just, to have that measurable thing, I'm going to do this. It reminds you, wow. Me personally, as big a proponent as I am of mm-hmm. silence and listening and meditation on Scripture, I realized I wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't have that silence. And it's something I'm really having to focus right now. Interestingly enough, I'm focusing right now on having to build that back into my life. Because, you know, we're like frogs in the water. You know, as the frogs in the pot, we slowly acclimate.
Right.
And
yeah.
Eventually we boil.
It's like we talked about. I don't know if we talked about this on last podcast or this is in our kind of mid sessions where we talk about what we're going to talk about, but right. It was the, I just lost my train of thought. It's gone. That was the train you heard.
Lucas lost his train of thought. Yeah. Well, that was really good.
Thank you. I'm we sure were going, was, going
again.
Somewhere.
Pretend Lucas just said something really amazing.
Yeah, pretend we're profound.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lucas, minute of culture.
Yeah, I've got a minute of curmudgeonry, and here's what it's about. Okay, we talked about fast food in our draft today, and one of the things I talked about specifically was the Jamocha Shake from Arby's. It's by far my favorite dessert to get from a fast food restaurant. You go by, it's so good. Now, here's what grinds my gears. Arby's closes at 10 o'clock now, which is fine. You can close at whatever time you want, but here's the
thing. I know what you're going to say.
If I go by at 9...
I know what you're going to say.
All right. If I go by at 9:58...
I know what you're going to say.
and you've already closed down your machine, that's my own fault. I waited too late. If I come by at 8 o'clock in the evening and you have two more hours to be open, and I order a Jamocha shake and you say, oh, we already turned the machine off for the day?
Oh, man.
Who gets anything at Arby's but dessert after 8 o'clock? I'm coming for French fries and dessert. Here's the deal. If you work at a fast food restaurant, you're like, no, I deserve. No, you don't. This is your wake up call.
Our next podcast is on anger.
Yes. Listen to me. You need to leave that machine on until at least 9:45.
Like, you're scaring your dog.
I'm so sorry, Wookie. Listen to me, though. But for real. And this is probably a personal problem. It's fine. I'm not actually that angry about it. Although, the only time I've ever called the corporate office
really
on a restaurant
folks.
Is because I went by at 8 o'clock to Arby's. And this is when they were still open till 11.
Yeah.
So you're open for three more hours. So I called corporate on them. I went full Karen here. Only time I've ever done that in my life.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, we talked about our restaurant personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah, my drive-through personality sometimes could use some work.
yeah, the Lord saves drive-through Phil, too. Sanctifies him.
Yes.
But it is.
Lucas, I am so with you on that. If you close at 9, close at 9.
Yeah, and again, like, if it's 8:58 and I come by, like, that's my own fault. But if it's 8:30 or earlier, like, if they're still, you're still open for 30 minutes, you can leave that ice cream machine on.
Yeah.
It's not like it's saving you any, like, I don't know. And if you're there, you get paid by the hour. What do you care if you stay an extra 15 minutes?
Like, yeah, we were in,
that sounds really Plato's bad. I'm sure that makes me sound old.
I was in Plato's closet with my daughter one time when she was in high school. And, they closed at like, it was like on a Sunday. I think they closed at 6. It was 5:30. And the employees were like looking at us.
Yeah.
And they turned the music on and they were playing Closing Time. It's Closing Time. They played it and they kept turning it up. And I'm like, it's 5:30.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got some music for us, Lucas?
Oh, yeah, hold on. No, I don't. I don't know why it's not working. Oh, there it goes. It's coming.
Yeah.
We're really good at podcasting here.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to Second Breakfast with Lucas and Phil. We love you. We're glad you're here. Phil, if they have any questions, comments, or concerns, they can tell us at what?
SecondBreakfast777@gmail.com.
Or at SecondBreakfast777@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up in our DMs on whatever social media you may find us. Facebook, Instagram, maybe TikTok, maybe YouTubes.
Maybe the YouTubes. Most importantly, though, the thing we want to remind you of, besides listening to the Lord and all that stuff, is
love and pancakes.
What a great words to live by. Love and pancakes.
That's right.
Unless you're, well, gluten-free pancakes for Lucas.
Yeah, listen to the sound of the silence coming at you now as the Lord's got to say something. But we don't like to listen. We just like to fill up our ears as we hear everything that we will. And we don't want to stop, don't want to go on. We just want to sit here in our sorrows and whine. No Dr. Seuss.
Lucas.
He's no Dr. Seuss.